こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、アメリカの複数の消費者団体が Google の子供向けアプリ YouTube Kids について投稿ビデオの中に巧妙に広告を紛れ込ませているとして連邦取引委員会に対応を求めています。アメリカではメディアを通じて商品やサービスをおすすめする場合、スポンサーやメーカーから何らかの利益を受け取っている場合はそれを開示する義務があります。 YouTube Kids では有名チャンネルの提供主が不明だったり、おもちゃなどの新製品を紹介する投稿ビデオでメーカーとの関係性が明示されていないケースがあり、広告をあたかも純粋なコンテンツのように見せかけているとして問題視されています。
Consumer watchdog groups have issued a complaint to the Federal Trade Commission accusing Google of unfair and deceptive practices regarding the use of advertising in their YouTube Kids application. The complaint suggests that Google has broken broadcasting rules, including the use of native advertising that deceives children. Additionally, many of the videos on YouTube Kids that are endorsing toys, candy, and other products such as unboxing videos,and other products, such as unboxing videos, have undisclosed relationships with sponsors and product manufacturers in violation of FTC guidelines.
そう、なんか子供に人気だよね、このアンボクシング、製品レビューみたいな。
It's still very popular among adults that enjoy gadgets and technology.
なんか日本だと。あのヒカキン、っていうあのね人気ユーチューバーがいて、彼がよくこう商品のレビューとかして、日本はなんかこのスポンサーとの関係を別に開示する義務はないんだけど、ヒカキンとかはなんか一応その分かるように、例えばこうスポンサーがついてるときは何々キャンペーンとか広告みたいにちゃんと書くようにしてるみたいなインタビュー読んだことあるけど、まあ多いよねこういうのはね。
How do you think there's a difference between the way they're doing the unboxing in Japanese videos and Western unboxing videos?
いやあんまり変わんないんじゃない、わかんない。でもアンボクシング製品のレビューは日本のやつを見たことあるけど、なんかその literally にアンボクシングしてるやつはアメリカのなんかオタクの人のやつしか見たことない。
I think it's getting popular.
なんか一個すごい可愛いのがあるの、なんか多分有名なビデオなんだけど、アメリカ人のオタクの人が日本から届いたなんかアニメの DVD とかフィギュアとかをなんか開けていくビデオで、なんか興奮しすぎて、嬉しすぎてすごい可愛いの、なんかそんな嬉しいんだみたいな、これが日本から届いたみたいな、ワーオワーオみたいな、いちいちなんか。
Do you feel like that when you buy something? I never feel like that anymore.
私もないね。
But I remember, yeah, like when you're a kid and you get like a present or
Christmas
or something that you wanted, you get something that you wanted, and while you're opening it, the excitement is it's hard to describe. It's something that you almost never experience as an adult.
Yeah,
what is that?
ものではもうあんまりね、そんな喜べないな、もう。
When I got like my first PlayStation, holy shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. なんかそのさ、アンボックスするところまでの過程もすごいじゃん。なんていうの、あ、これ欲しいって思ってからすぐ手に入れられるわけじゃないから、子供ってさ、
yeah.
なんかクリスマスねとか言われたら何ヶ月か待つとかさ、そこまでのこうハイプが、あ、楽しみ楽しみみたいのがあるから。
The hype gets so crazy when you're young.
Yeah.
And, I think it's a feeling that you remember even as you get older. And I think this whole unboxing thing, it's kind of tied into that feeling. It's like that's where it gets its power, these videos. Right? That's why this is so... Of course it's so popular with children because...
楽しいもんね。
Because we know that that feeling exists for kids.
Yeah.
When they, and it's the opening part.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting. Not actually using the thing.
でも大人でも女の人だったらまさにその婚約指輪をもらうときにパカッとするじゃん、されるじゃん男性が、
うん、
それが、まあ、アンボクシング何嬉しいアンボクシングの珍しい
the one last unboxing
yeah yeah I got one already so もう終わもう人生のアンボクシングエキサイメント終わり使い果た
して maybe like kids are the next level of unboxing
yeah
that's kind of weird
でもなんかさわかんない、まあ、そのオタクの人のやつは見ててすごい嬉しそうだったから釣られてこっちも楽しくなったけどなんかそのアンボクシングのビデオ見るマイケル
No, I don't. There's, I don't really, I don't know. I don't really obsess over, like, the next anything.
Yeah, I don't. あんま物欲ないもんね、うちら二人とも。
There's, there's always, I tend to focus on, like, negatives of products these days.
やだ。
Well, that's just what happens, but, you know, they release, like, the new MacBook.And I look at it and it's like, the processor is a little bit too slow.
So bitter.
There's only one, like, port, so I can't charge and, like, plug something in at the same time. Like, things like that, it's just like, it really kills it for me.
そうね。だから素直じゃないよね。
So easily.
素直じゃないし、あの、practical なんだよね。おもちゃとかって別にもともと practical じゃないからさ、そんなね、ケチつけたりとかしないじゃん、別に。
Yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Like PlayStation とか you know, 無条件でもさ嬉しいじゃん子供とかだったら It's like yes 夢の you know, ゲーム機みたいな、
yeah.
But そうこれなんか一応その商業主義じゃないように YouTube 子供向けにしてますよって言ってはいるんだけどこうマクドナルドがチャンネル持ってたりとかなんかその時点でもう宣伝してるじゃんだから
Yeah Well yeah about these The unfair and deceptive advertising practices. Mm. It's certainly not limited to YouTube kids.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination. But, yeah, I can understand people not wanting their kids to be exposed to this sort of thing. Part of the reason is because parents are so annoyed by what kids want.And it's like they show a new thing on TV, and it's like, oh, now my kid has to have the yokai watchi or whatever
yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
そうね、そう。まあ、まあだからでも大人もそうだよね。大人でも大人ですらこれは広告なのか純粋なコンテンツなのかよく分かんないようにできてるものってあるじゃん。だから子供なんてさ余計分かんないよね。
Like everything on TV is completely like that now.
Yeah.
It's always.You're watching some program and then halfway through it's like what? This was a fucking advertisement this whole time.
なんかさどうせだったら私はジャパネット高田ぐらいにしてほしいの。なんかもう物を売っていますみたいな。
Yeah.
でちゃんとその物の説明をする。
Yeah.
なんかでも
That's
あなたに
more...
買ってほしいみたいなさストレートだったら全然いいんだけど、
yeah.
ね巧妙にされるとなんか嫌だよね騙されてるみたいで。
Yeah, stop treating people like they're stupid.
Yeah.
You know, it's rude. Mm. And it's, there's so much dishonesty in advertising. Like, effective advertising is almost, it's deliberately dishonest.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten so tired of advertising in, like, videos and pretty much everywhere else.
Yeah.
And everyone's just spending so much energy to avoid all the advertising.
そうね。なんかさ、あの、日本の新聞のサイトとかで記事をクリックした瞬間に、まだなんか記事の前半も読ませてくれずに、この先は会員のみですみたいな。
うん。
なんか超イラッとするよね。え、この先も何もみたいな一文も読んでないまだ。
yeah, there should be in Google. It should tell you before you click the link.
そう、本当そう。
Because why am I clicking on an ad?
That's bullshit.
I'm clicking on a link for a website, but I'm really just clicking on an ad.
そうそうそう。
That I can't tell is an ad. That's bullshit, and that needs to stop for sure. Like having a thing pop up once I'm at your site, that's crap.
Because
then I just go to the back button.
How many
millions of people are clicking this and then clicking back? Clicking this and clicking. It's just, I've done it to the same website like 50 times probably.
Yeah. And also, 最近なんか Facebook の携帯のアプリだとさ、なんか間にスポンサーの広告入るじゃん。友達のポストの間に。で、私なんかエンゲージしましたっていうポストをアナウンスメントしたから、なんかそれに関する広告がすごい出てくるのね。で、それを It's not relevant to me を全部クリックして、Facebook をちょっと混乱させるみたいな小さな超ちっちゃいしょぼい抵抗してる。Then they'll be like, "What? I thought she was engaged. It's not relevant to her." とはなってないと思うけど、まあそれを hope しながら。
Yeah, I don't think that was actually a victory. They're just showing you other shit now.
いいじゃん。It's just my little victory.
Other shit that you won't click on.
そうね、まあね。でもなんか本当に relevant のが出てくると嫌じゃん。逆にわかる。どうせ I'm not gonna click those ads anyway だったら。
Don't waste my time with the temptation.
No, just like I don't want them to know about me, so I want them to stay confused.
Well, Facebook knows everything.
Yeah, まあ Facebook 使うなって話なんだよね。だからね、それ気にするならね。
Yeah, there was some large study recently about Facebook and how its Facebook use is linked with depressive symptoms.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, そうそう。なんかコンスタントにこう人と比べちゃうからっていうやつだったよね、それは。こうなんか、
yeah, that's
みんないいことしかポストしないから、それを見てるとみんなこんな人生素晴らしいんだって思っちゃって。
And living a life where every time you do something remotely interesting, you have to then set up a situation where you're documenting it.
Yeah.
Is also depressing.
I know. There are girls who do that, like this group of girls that I don't really like. なんかもう集まるごとに絶対に集合写真を撮って、絶対になんか上げなきゃいけないみたいな Facebook に。Otherwise it didn't happen ぐらいの感じ。
Yeah, I feel like it has to be real time now too. You can't put up a picture from like, if you put up a picture from
like
a week ago, like 1 week ago, and you upload it, everyone's like, oh, I didn't know you were there, or I didn't know like you were doing that right now.
Yeah, crazy. No, no thanks. Yeah, てか私そもそも YouTube Kids ってものがあること知らなかった。今年の2月にローンチしたんだって。
Yeah, I didn't know either.This is not the, this is not their largest market, Japan.
No. あ、日本はね、そうね。これ多分全部英語だもんね。
Well, that and there's not that many kids.
あ、
right?
確かにね。Yeah. I don't know. なんか日本でもステマっていう言葉がすごい流行ったじゃん。2年前とか。Stealth marketing. それでなんかもう、普通のことでも何でもステマみたいなさ。言ってめんどくさいみたいなそういう逆の現象も起きたけどでも法律的には日本は別にそれを開示する義務はないっていう
You know the letter from Banksy wrote this anonymous public letter about advertisements I think he nailed it、he nailed it
私なんか一回コラムでクォーチしたよそれ広告のこと書いたときに、まあ、一部だけど、
oh, really?
うん、一部だけどちょっと日本語にして載せたすごい分かりやすいよね、
yeah.
いかに広告がうざいかみたいな話、yeah. そうだからうちらもねよく言われるけどねこうスポンサー入れたり広告入れたら早くお金ももっと入ってくるよみたいな
Well, of course
そう、でもね、なんか聞いてる方がうざいもんね。
Well, neither of us like it.
Yeah.
And neither of us really listen to things like that, you know.
Yeah. そうだね。
So.
次。
Yeah, why would we put it in our own thing?
アメリカのデートアプリクローバーが20万人を対象に初デートの行き先として好きなチェーン店を聞いたところ、1位はスターバックスでした。2位以降、チポトレ、パネラブレッド、チーズケーキファクトリーなどが続きました。カテゴリーで見ると半数の男性がレストランを好むのに対し、半数の女性がカフェを好むと答えていました。クローバーの CEO アイザック・レインチェック How do you say this?
レインチェック
氏は、初デートでカフェやカジュアルなレストランが人気だということに驚きました。おしゃれなレストランやバー、クラブがトップに来ると思っていましたが、みんなもっとリラックスできる場所がいいようですと述べています。
Data app Clover collected data from 200,000 users in order to produce a list of the 30 most popular first date locations and found that number one is Starbucks. Starbucks was followed by Chipotle, Panera Bread, Cheesecake Factory, for second, third, and fourth places, respectively. They found that about 50% of men preferred restaurants and 50% of women preferred cafes, with bars being the least popular destination. The CEO of Clover, Isaac Reinchik, made the following statement regarding the results. We were surprised to see most people choosing to meet at coffee shops and casual restaurants for their first date. We expected fine dining, bars, and nightclubs to rank much higher, but clearly people want to meet in a relaxed environment.
そう、初デートでスタバ使ったこと一回もない。ある？てか初デートでカフェあんま行かないかな私。行く？初デート。
No.
初デートどこ行くの？
Probably just a restaurant or
like dinner
or perhaps a bar.
But 夜型か。
But I wonder if the economy has anything to do with this or just our generation. Our generation, maybe habits have changed a little bit because going out like fine dining or something is expensive.
あと思ったのが、これデートアプリ使ってる人に聞いてるわけじゃん。そうするとさ、やっぱオンラインで会ってる相手を想定してるとすると、まあ夜とか会うよりもお昼になんかいっぱい人がいるパブリックなカフェとかの方が怖くないし、なんかすぐ帰ろうと思えば帰れるとかもあるかなと思った。
なんかディナーだとね、
そうコーヒーだったらさ一杯飲んでもう、あちょっと忙しいとか言って帰れそうだけど、ディナーでフルコースとかなったらね、まあ何時間かはその人と閉じ込められた状態になっちゃうからね。でもチーズケーキファクトリーはね、デートで初デートで行ったことあるの実は。もっと全然もう10代の時だけど。
チーズケーキファクトリー。
Yeah.
It's so terrible for you.
でも美味しいんだよね。超でかいよねケーキね。すっごい甘いしね。But, いや面白くない。なんかでも女性の方が基本的にカフェ好きな人が多いよね。すごい一般論だけど。
You know, it's kind of interesting and related to the last topic is that Starbucks does not have any advertising. They don't run any commercials at all.
そうだね。
So, yeah, that I think that might
count.
まあ
でも they're everywhere.
Yeah, but they weren't everywhere always. They got there somehow, and they did that without advertising.
でも最初はあれじゃん。They had all the PR stuff, like セレブにみんな持ってもらってスタバのカップを、でもうどこに行くにも持ってもらって広めるっていう。
Is that real?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
あと映画 product placement。なんかあのメグライアンの映画でさ、メグライアンがスタバに行ってキャラメルマキアート頼んだりとか、でみんなが、はあ、あれなんだら飲んでみたいみたいなさ、そういうだからそれこそだからさっきの話みたいな、純粋な広告じゃなくてちょっと裏から手を回すみたいな。
The absolute worst of all time has to be iRobot. iRobot is the worst movie of all time for product placements. There's a scene in iRobot where Will Smith is like about to leave the like chief detective's office.
Yeah.
And he's wearing Converse. And the chief guy's like, oh wait, hold on. Before you go, nice shoes.
Ew.
And Will Smith looks back, he's like, thank you.
そう、なんかそうやってね、やっぱ
just like, what the?
そう、セリフにまで入ってくるとさすがにやりすぎだよね。
It was bad.
Yeah.
And there's these scenes where he's like running away from robots or whatever, and it's just showing his shoes the whole time.
CM だよね、もう。
Yeah.
あの、あれもそうじゃない？あの、007のジェームズ・ボンドとかもう車の CM みたいなシーンが結構多いじゃん。Mm. まあ、スポンサーついてるから。
Mm.
あとさちょっと面白いなって思ったのがこの2以降のチポットレとパネラブレッドってどっちもさこうなんていうのちょっとファストフード的だけどちゃんとなんかフレッシュな野菜とかを使ってますよみたいなちょっとオーガニックとかも取り入れてますよみたいな、うん、あのそういうトレンドに乗っかってるお店が2位3位に入ってるのもちょっと面白いなと思った
So this is in the US?
Yes, アメリカ日本だと初デートみんなどこ行ってんだろうね居酒屋
合コン
合コンはでも初デートじゃないですよ合コンで会ってその後の初デートでしょ手を改めて
I guess I don't know I'm not familiar with that
どこ行くんだろうねバーとかかなやっぱダーツバーとかわかんないまあ人によるよねそんなんね
I don't know
私初デート初デート今のあの婚約してる人は初デートレストランだった普通にディナー、
うん、
その前の彼氏は初デートディズニーランドだっただからやっぱ人によって全然違うよね相手によって
First date Disneyland
そうしかも全然話したことなくて
That's a long time to spend with someone
そう超リスキーだよだからもう嫌だったら嫌でも帰れないじゃんあんなとこまで
You're lined up for Splash Mountain for like 4 hours What do you guys talk about? For like
でもなんかあんまりお互いのことあんまりというかほとんど知らなかったから逆に話すことは結構あったなんかわかるなんか何も、mm. ゼロからのスタートみたいな興
味あれば
そうそうそうでもいや日本はどうなんだろうねてかこれ20万人に聞いてるっていうのがすごいなと思ったこんな質問を
Do you think that it affects your chances of success, like where you go?
I think if
a guy takes you to Cheesecake Factory for the first date, is that better odds than Starbucks? Do you know what I mean? There's a bunch of weird stuff.
I think it depends on the environment, じゃない？なんかすごいうるさい、なんかよく声が聞こえないとことかに行っちゃったらさ。なんかええとかなるじゃんバーとかだったらそれ、mm. That's annoying なんかあんまり相手にフォーカスできないし
なんか But if you're at a bar maybe it's noisy so you have to actually be closer together
あそれはあるかもね確かに
Maybe that's the strategy
ねお酒も飲んでるしね
Yeah、
まあ、そっちの方がなんとなくスムーズに進みそうだけどね I don't know
Yeah and there's a lot of People get so nervous for a first date.
Yeah,
like,
私もそうだよ。
People freak out.
Mm.
I've never been the type to like.
あとディズニーランドの時は全然緊張しなかったんだけど、なんかデートってあんま思ってなかったし。
Yeah.
でも今のあの彼氏と初デート行った時は謎に超緊張して、なんかお腹も空いてないけど、あこの子食べない子なんだって思われたくないから無理して食べるみたいな。わかる？なんか女の子はよく言うけど。あのね、ドキドキしたりとかしてるとお腹いっぱいな気持ちになっちゃって全然食べたくないんだよねでもなんかさサラダにするとか言うとさあこの子なんかキュウリばっか食べてる子かみたいななんか体重気にしてんのかみたいに思われたくないから、うん、頑張ってパスタとか食べるみたいな
Yeah but then you're like you're like やる気ない eating just putting pasta in your face like you're not
そうなんか全然考えてない Yeah notYeah, I wasn't enjoying the food really, I guess. やっぱ緊張するよね、なんかよ悪く思われたくないし、かといってそんなにね、偽ってもしょうがないし。
Well, first impressions are huge.
Right?
First impression is, like if you don't get the first impression right, then It's probably you're probably done.
そう。
You're probably done.
しかも今の人会った時はすごい酔っ払ってたから、なんていうの？初デートの時はさ、酔っ払ってないじゃん。なんていうの？なんか酔っ払ってる状態しかお互い見たことない。で、初デートsober で会ったから余計緊張した。なんかどんな人なんだろう。
Maybe you guys should have just met up drunk again.
Yeah, that would have been easier for sure. Right. Yeah, yeah. Everything is easier when you're drunk.
I think guys worry a lot about first dates too. Like sometimes like I've had a friend tell me like he had worked up this first date to like such a point that he couldn't act normal. Like it was
kawaii.
Like it was impossible for him to act normal. Oh. And you start worrying about all these things. It's like, you know, like should I be smiling a lot? Like what should we talk about?
Like,
how should I make eye contact? I don't want to like look at her for too long. I don't want to like, then you're worried about posture and how you carry yourself and you have to remember not to talk about yourself like too much.
すごいね。考えすぎ。
You can't, well, there's all these things that you should do. Like it's very, people say just be yourself, but if you're annoying, then you shouldn't.
Right. Was he annoying? Like,
no,
in
but
general?
But people worry about it so much that they, some of these things that you would do normally kind of go out the window. Like, you can predict that you're going to behave strangely because you have all these feelings about this person.
Yeah.
But they don't have any of those feelings about you. So on the first date, you're on a completely different wavelength to start with.
Yeah.
So you have to try to tone it back to where they are. Otherwise, you're going to scare them away with like your...
あんまりガツガツね、頑張りすぎてるとね、なんか。
Yeah.
今私は頑張っていますみたいなのが出すぎるとね、なんか引いちゃうもんね。
Yeah, it's
なんか超必死じゃんみたいな。
Nobody likes desperation.
Yeah.
No one wants desperation, and you have to have confidence, but you can't be cocky.
Yeah.
And
なんかその
there's so many things.
なんか desperation に関して結構欧米というかさ、西洋の方が悪く取られる。てか結構話題に上がるじゃん、その必死さっていう。日本はあんまりこう言われないよね、その必死さが恥ずかしいものっていう、まあ、恋愛に関してっていう意識はあんまり、てかそういう話題があんまり雑誌とかテレビとかでも見ないね。なんかこうすごい合コンに行きまくって頑張るとかさ、
Well, I think there's some small percentage of women that like that.
Like what?
Like
being desperate?
No, like desperation from men, for example.
Ah, from men. Ah, そういうことね。
But in like Western culture, desperation from men is almost never.
そうだね。
Never works.
だからなんか work hard, like working hard to get you, と be like him being desperate 違うじゃん。
It's a bit different. Yeah.
ね、なんか頑張って欲しいけど、そんな必死感は出してほしくないよね。まあお互い男女とも。
You can be desperate and be forgiven if you're attractive. But if you're like unattractive and you're being desperate, it's like, whoa, get away from me.
Yeah, it gets kind of sad, I guess. そうだね。必死はね、良くないよね。なんかあの、もうこの人逃したら次はないみたいなのがね、見えてると嫌だね。Yeah. That's why I always pretend like I have this余裕. I don't know if it's working, but I have to ask.My guy. But, そうなんか全然別にみたいなを装う。
I think that feeds back into like how you actually feel though, a little bit. You know? You can't just let it run wild.
Yeah.
You'll drive yourself crazy.
Unless you're like 16.
That's how you end up being like the girlfriend who's like
clingy.
Super clingy and asking a lot of questions and inventing things in her own mind.
そうね。何してたの？どこ行ってたの？とか。
And they like exist too, so you have to be careful. And true for guys too, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like real control freak, like real jealous guys.
そうね。
But jealousy is, I feel like it's just another branch of that it's like desperation.
そうだね。つながってるね。うん、つながってるね。確かに。なんか嫉妬もちょっとだったら嬉しいんだけど、あんまりにもなんか何エゴが前に出すぎてる嫉妬ってあるじゃん。
Yeah.
なんかわかる。前あったのはすごい私が楽しい気持ちでなんか友達との飲み会の帰り道に前の彼氏から電話かかってきて、なんかすごい楽しそうだねみたいな。もうそれで怒るみたいな。なんか Oh, so you're having fun without me? Like you can be happy without me?、Yeah.OK みたいな感じに言われて、それはちょっとねなんか It's like Yeah, I mean I can be happy without you.
Yeah.
と思った。
Yeah, I think a lot of guys don't want to think that.
あ、そう。
Well, that especially if you guys aren't having fun when you're together. Like if you guys are fighting when you're together and a girl goes and meets other people and she's having the time of her life,
Right.
It's like, okay, our relationship definitely sucks.
Ah, そういうことか。まあ、ちょうどうまくいってない時とかだったらね、まあ、確かに嫌だかもしれないけど。Yeah. 次。インドの酪農の警察は国民の抗議デモを制圧するために唐辛子スプレーを噴射するドローンを導入します。ドローンは1台あたり約115万円で、今月後半にも5機を導入します。高解像カメラを備え、唐辛子2キロを搭載可能で、半径1キロ範囲まで操縦できます。
The police department in Lucknow, India, plans to deploy 5 crowd control drones later this month, each equipped with 2 kilograms of pepper spray. The drones are also equipped with an HD camera and can be remote controlled from a distance of 1 kilometer.Each drone costs 1,150,000 yen.
唐辛子2キロってさ、スンドゥブチゲとかどんだけできるんだろうって思わない？
Do they really carry 2 kilos on one?
That's what it said. だって。
Does it say anything about like range or like how it shoots?
No.No. でもなんか結構正確にこう人がいっぱいいてもピンポイントにあいつみたいな、まあ、あいつっていうかあの辺みたいな感じでめがけて撃ってるらしいよ。まあドローンだからね、飛んでるわけだからさ、まあ警察官が手でシューってするよりかも正確にこうカメラで見ながら撃てるっていう。
But protesting and then getting sprayed by a flying robot.
最悪だよね。全然怒り収まるどころかさ、余計怒りが湧いてくるよね。
And then it's like, who takes responsibility for that? It's like, find the guy that was operating that drone.
確かに、right? うん、そうだね。なんか間違えて子供にかかっちゃったりした時とかね、どうするのかな。
Or if the drones end up being completely autonomous and nobody's controlling the drone, but the drone sprays someoneWho it has like if the drone can make decisions on its own.
Yeah.
Like this
like
person.
Like in the future, you mean?
Yeah, like this person has left this perimeter, so I'm gonna fly over there and spray them.
That's just mean.
I don't know.
Pepper spray.
You remember that video in, was it in China?
Oh, yeah.
Where that guy was
yeah,
spraying
すごいのあるよね。
That.Older lady in the face.
そうなんか GIF とかにもなってるよね。あまりにもひどす。あれ香港だね。香港のデモの時に、座り込みデモの時だ。
And he like taps her on the shoulder.
そうそう。
She turns and looks at him and gets like a full can to the face.
In her face.
Pepper spray.
やばいよね。まあなんかテイザーとかよりは死にはしないから。全然マシだと思うけど、でもドローンに何もされたくないんだけど、私なんかよ人にやられるよりイラッとしそう。なんかさ、それを動かしてる人が何も犠牲にしてないじゃん。 Like you're not even here.
Yeah.
So like what's this to you? みたいな。ほっといてよ、yeah. みたいな。しかも結構高くない、115万円。
WellAnytime the government's spending money.
ね、なんかさ、結構ドローンってすごい安くさ、Kickstarter とかいろんなところでやってるじゃん、みんな。
うん。
それでいいじゃんと思っちゃった。115万円。へえ、みたいな。
Yeah, drones are really cheap. You can buy, well, a drone that can carry 2 kilos of pepper spray might be a little more substantial.
まあ、でかいのか、じゃあ結構。なんかね、写真とかは特にあったわけじゃないからわかんないんだけどさ。Yeah.
Do you think this is something that's gonna continue or
spread?
Proliferate?
まあじゃない。だって便利じゃない？警察にとったらさ。
I think China's gonna start getting their pepper spray drones up.
I don't know. しかもなんかさ、だからいろいろ法律を新しくしていかないと追いつかないよね。そのドローンを例えばさ、攻撃したら、落とした、なんか投げて落としたりしたらさ、何の罪になるとかさ、そういうね。
You probably go to jail.
Yeah,
like you can't vandalize a police car. If you shoot or if you attack a police car, like that's serious.
Right.
You're done. It's
right.
probably the same with police drones, especially drones that cost over ¥1,000,000.
そうだね。高いもんね。Yeah.I don't know. I just don't like it. なんかそのだからドローンで何かする攻撃を与える人に、まあ、戦争でもこういうデモとかでもっていうドローン同士はいいよ。でもドローン対人っていうのはさもう絶対にずるいじゃん。
Well, one problem that I have with this is, are we going to be able to tell who's controlling what drone?、
Mm.
So right now, if a police officer does something, we'll have a video, and it's like、
yeah.
it's this police officer.This guy sprayed that old woman in the face.、
Mm.
This is the guy. He's right here.、
Mm.
We saw him do it. But if it's in a video and it's a drone, it's like this drone. Like maybe you can't even see the drone because it's flying.、
Mm.
But if you could see the drone, it's like, okay, so this drone did it. Do we know which drone that is? Because、mm. there could be like 3 or 4 drones
yeah,
in
yeah,
one
yeah.
place.
Yeah.
Then we have to figure out which drone did it、
mm.
and then figure out which guy was controlling that drone at that time.、
Mm.
Like it's just putting more、degrees of separation between、
yeah.
the thing that、the police presence that might have done something wrong and who's responsible for that.
そうね。なんかサウスパークのエピソードでもあったけど、なんか人の家とかの中をこう盗撮するドローンを監視するためのドローンみたいな、
うん、
なんていうのでも本当ハエみたいな感じでこうドローンがブンブンブンブン飛んでるみたいな、
right.
でうざいよねみたいな、まあ、そういう風刺のエピソードだったけどそうなると嫌だよねなんか
And we've seen with drones in the Middle East that they don't really know what they're aiming at、
mm.
you know、
mm.
Like, it's not as... You don't have as clear a grasp of the situation as you would if you were a police officer on the ground.
Right, right, right. そうね。そうね。1キロ離れてたらね。だってそんな場に本当にいないんだもん。
You're looking through some screen.
Yeah. Yeah, it's scary.
But yeah, these things will probably pop up in China and other places with protest issues.
Yeah.For sure. 楽だからね。
What's after this? What about police officers that are robots? Like full human size humanoid robots that are police officers?
I don't know. なんかこの間、昨日かな、アメリカのどっかの地方で、あの、何だったんだっけ？なんかをなんかお金を払えなんか貧乏な家族がいてなんか違反したんだけどそのおまわりさんたちがかわいそうだからって言って見逃してあげた上になんかあの物とかを買ってあげたみたいな代わりに、
うん、
なんかそういうのさそういうのがコミュニティであるべきじゃんなんかその
That's also not the policeIt's not the job of the police.
No,、either. But it's not a job, but they still did it because they're humans.
Yeah,
you know?
And at the same time, in South Carolina, that police officer shot that guy like
yeah, but,
9 times in the back.
Yeah, so the point is that there are bad cops or like careless or whatever, and, you know, normal people that are cops.
Yeah.
So
on, but if you look at the cost and the benefit, so the cost of having human police officers right now, at least in the U.S., is that people are getting shot and killed by the police
for
no reason on a regular basis. It's gotten really, it's unbelievable. Like every time there's a new video, I'm like, there's no way this video is worse than the last one, but it is.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, put the taser next to his body to frame him after he was dead. But that video that came out a few days ago in South Carolina, I mean, that one is cut and dried. There's absolutely no question about it that police officer just murdered that guy.
で、何がさ原因なんだろうね。そのハイリングプロセスがおかしいのか、トレーニングがおかしい、そのエデュケーションの部分がおかしいのか、どうしてそんなにいっぱい次から次へとその警察官が人を殺すっていうそのね、
I don't know.
こんなにいっぱい起きてるのかっていう。
I don't know, but if you look at the statistics for the U.S.versus other countries, it doesn't really happen in other countries. You don't hear about the police killing people that often in the UK or in Australia or in Japan. I mean, in Japan, it almost never happens.
まあ、テイザーとかもそうそう、なんかさ、こう、日本はあれじゃ、なんていうの？な、何また？なんていうんだっけ？さ、猿股？違う、わかんない。なんかさ、あの棒がついてて、こういう U 字のが先についてるで、それでこう遠くからもう押さえつけるみたいな、だから近づかなくていいようにとかさ、なんかそういう、なんていうの、まあ悪く言えば原始的だけど、よく言えば安全な方法、なんかお互い傷つかない方法で制圧するというかさ。
Well, police officers in Japan haveTraining in judo and kendo. Police officers in the U.S. don't have training in either of those, and they're certainly not at the black belt level of anything. Most of them, they have like the stick, but when anyone that you're dealing with could have a gun, people tend to go to their gun first.But yeah, I don't know why it is exactly. I think
あまりに多いもんね。
I think police officers should get paid more. I think they should require police officers to have more of an education. Because in Japan, police officers are relatively well educated, have good training. And they're paid better.
だしさ、その例えば銃を使う時の、そのどこまで行ったらじゃあ銃を使うかとかさ、そのスタンダードがもう全然違うじゃん。
There's like no standard in the US, it seems like.
だからね、でなんかあまりにも大きすぎてさ、これがいっぱい、なんていうの、こんなに頻度が高いと、やっぱりいいおまわりさんも絶対いっぱいいるはずなのに、なんか警察のイメージ自体がもうすごい悪くなるじゃん。
Yeah, well, in almost every single high-profile incident in recent history, from the Dorner case to the what is it called? The last Davidians. What was it? In Waco, Texas. Like that, that whole situation. There was like a weird cult religious leader. And when the police showed up, I think they showed up with like a tank or something.
What?
And like fired a flamethrower into the house.
Oh my god.
But there's been a history of the police kind of crossing the line in the US. And it's just been something that's gotten worse and worse.
なんか overkill だよね。そういうやっぱこの間その何 North Carolina? South Carolina. もうなんか何発も撃ってるみたいな。
Yeah, they shot him like 9 times or something.
どんだけ freak out してんのみたいな。そうだね。 Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. In the back.
Yeah. It's terrible. It's like, 何のためおまわりさんになったか忘れてるよね、もう完全に。
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
なんかやっぱあれかな、その sense of authority というかさ、それでやっぱ変になっちゃう人もいるのかね、あの映画のセルみたいにさ、そういう authority があるポジションにいると性格まで変わっちゃう人もいるじゃん。なんかもう何してもいいというか、自分が偉いと思っちゃって。
Yeah, like the
TSA とかもそうじゃん、完全に。
Yeah, like the Harvard the Harvard study where they divided the college students and arbitrarily decided like, okay, you're going to be in the jail, you're going to be
the guard.
Guard.
そうそう、すごかったんだもんね。なんかこうインメイの役の人をさ、ちっちゃい箱に何時間も閉じ込めたりとか、別にお互い学生なのに忘れちゃってそれを。
Yeah, so I mean the question is not really that relevant yet, but if police officers could be replaced by robots.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a bad thing or not.
I want the government to be replaced by
robots.
Computer. But cops.
But who programs the computer? See, it's weird. Then people are gonna hack the computer that runs government.
But then, like people, like politicians get corrupted. That's kind of like getting hacked.
There's only one operating system on the computer, and it's called LDP.
そうね、日本はね。次。
New research published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin found that merely exposing people to Buddhist concepts can lead to positive changes in their social behavioral intentions and reduce their prejudice towards other people. The study consisted of three separate experiments of 355 people, which exposed people to either Buddhist, Christian, or neutral concepts through the guise of completing word puzzles. Being exposed to words like Dharma and Nirvana caused Westerners familiar with Buddhism to report lower negative attitudes towards outgroups. This did not occur with participants after exposure to neutral or Christian concepts. The researchers concluded the study by stating emotional or compassion and cognitive or tolerance of contradictions mechanisms. So emotional and cognitive mechanisms explain to some extent how Buddhist concepts across cultural and religious contexts enhance pro-social and tolerant attitudes and behavioral tendencies. Religious and cultural characteristics travel and influence people's attitudes and behavior in a globalized world, even at the implicit level of consciousness.
Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin に発表された研究によると、人々に仏教の考え方を伝えると、その人々の社会的行動がポジティブになり、他人への偏見も少なくなる傾向があることが分かりました。研究では355人を対象に3回に分けて仏教、キリスト教、無宗教のコンセプトに関連する単語を使ったワードパズルをやってもらいました。徳や悟りといった仏教の言葉に触れた仏教に詳しい人々は、自分と違う信念を持つ人々に対し否定的な考えを改める傾向にありましたが、無宗教やキリスト教のコンセプトに触れた人にはそうした変化は起きませんでした。研究チームは論文の中で以下のように述べています。仏教の考え方は文化的にも宗教的にも社会に好意的な姿勢を持ち、他人に寛容でいることを推奨しています。このグローバル社会の中で宗教や文化の特徴は潜在的に人々の態度や行動に影響を与えているのです。
I like 仏教。
なんか宗教としてっていうよりかも、何、考え方、
うん、
なんか人生のなんかヒント的な、なんか頭いい人が残してくれた言葉みたいな意味ですごい好き。
What about the actual religious elements of it?
I don't really... なんかそのさ、他のと、なんか私は今までそのキリスト教の学校へ行ったから、キリスト教はが一番さ、まあ、一応ちゃんと習ったわけなんだけど、mm. なんか 結構、まあ、私の中ではだけどキリスト教ってこう神がセンターじゃん。で神を基本崇める存在自体を、うん、でも仏教って別にそういうことじゃないじゃん。ブッダを崇めるとかじゃないっていうかさ、まあ、彼の言葉をヒントにこう生きていく、何、生き方みたいなさ、っていう感じがして、
well,
まあ個人的には
Buddha is still a big part of Buddhism.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially with
yeah, for sure. But he's not gonna like
with like Asian Buddhism.
Right, right. But like my point is
Asian
that like
Buddhism.
He's not gonna get mad and destroy your towns. Do you know what I mean?
yeah.
There's a punishment no aspect とかちょっと違うから、まあ、結構好きなんか。あの私前にさ爆笑問題 の, あのがなんかお寺とかお坊さんとか紹介する番組があるって言ったじゃん、うん、それがなんかゴールデンに進出してこの後3時間スペシャルやってたの、
うん、
それででもゴールデンに進出するっていうことはさすごい人気があったってことじゃん、
うん、
だからあみんな仏教興味あるんだと思ってなんか
Well it is the most it's the most popular religion here
でもさやっぱみんな詳しくはないじゃん。なんかポピュラーって言っても結局そのお墓とかあのお葬式をお寺でするっていう意味では知ってるけど、別に。
But I think it's in the culture as well. Like people don't realize it, but I think Buddhism is actually in Japanese culture, like just everyday culture and philosophy. It's the ideas are in there to some extent.
うん、なんか言葉とかもね仏教から来てる言葉すごいいっぱいあるじゃん、
うん、
実はみたいな実はそういう意味ですみたいなそう面白いよねなんか結構落ち着く気持ちがだからメディテーションとか座禅とか瞑想とかもそうだけど、
うん、
なんかやるとやらないでなんか全然違う
Well there's also so many kinds of BuddhismLike Zen,
そうそう
Zen Buddhism is totally focused on meditating. It's just like meditate
yeah,
all the time.
あの宗派によってもね全然違う。なんか浄土真宗はさ全然うちのおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとか浄土真宗なんだけど全然何修行とかない、
うん、
ないしなんか結構自由がすごい多いけどあのすごい厳しい宗派はすごい厳しいしねなんか本当にそれこそ何日かも座禅したりなんか規律がすごいいっぱいあったりとかさ、
うん、
そうなんか仏教って言っても、
so, why do you think it is that people did these word puzzles and the ones with Christian concepts did nothing to reduce their
わかんない
to increase their acceptance towards other people
なんか私は個人のイメージしかあれだからさ、だから私の中でのイメージしかないから。
Well, that, yeah, that's what I'm,
私個人的にはもうあの完全に仏教の方がイメージはいい、ポジティブなイメージ、ポジティブというかあの個人を成長させるようなメッセージが多いでヘイトが少ないなと思う個人的にはね。
うん。
あのキリスト教って言ってもいっぱいあるし、なんとも言えないんだけど、自分のイメージだとやっぱキリスト教はなんかちょっと排他的じゃん、まあ、そもそも先民思想というかさ We're chosen We're the chosen ones in Egypt みたいなとこが始まってるじゃんだからなんか、
yeah.
Us and the others みたいな、
yeah.
それはちょっと自分には合わないあとなんかそのなんかしたらパニッシュされちゃうっていう恐怖 driven みたいな
It's really Christianity is a lot more divisiveand it's a lot less forgiving, I think.
なんかさそもそも神がさすごい怖いじゃん。
well, God's not as scary as hell is. Hell is designed to be as scary as possible.
Right.
Right. I mean, any of the descriptions of hell, it's like, let's not mess around here. Let's make it absolutely clear. Hell is the worst place.
Right.
That you can go, period. There's
yeah.
nowhere worse than hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that, they set that up, and then it's like there's all these rules.
So,
which,
so,
now if you, like, take a misstep, you know, you have to try to ask for forgiveness. You have to repent. Mm-hmm. You have to go into a church and talk to some guy through some screen or whatever it is, like confessions, mm-hmm. like confessing your sins. And then it's like, well, you can be Catholic or Protestant or whichever, some sect of Christianity. And if you're in the wrong one, then you go to hell.
So,
and everyone thinks they're in the right one.
So,
so
まあなんかゲイだったら地獄に落ちるとか、なんかまあこれをやったらなんかソドムとゴモラみたいに街ごと燃やされるとか、あの何マスターベイトしたら怒られるとか、そういうなんか怒られたくないの私。だから仏教はさ、なんかもうちょっと何でもいいよみたいな、なんていうの、 Don't try too hard, don't push yourself too much.Just like, you know.
Well, I don't know if the message is don't try too hard, because there's a lot of monastics, like monks who, like dedication is a huge part of.
Right,
of
right. Like, but like when I said don't try too hard, I meant more like, なんだろう、こうじゃなくちゃいけないみたいな。だから要は obsession、執着心が良くないとされてるわけじゃん。
Mm.
でもそれもさ、執着心を持ったら何かじゃあ。その何か怖いことがあるとかっていうことじゃなくて、まあ、自分が辛いからあのオブセッションは良くないですよとかって、そういうなんていうの、もうちょっとこうさ諭してくる感じ、
うん、
あとその他の人に対してそれを押し付けちゃいけませんよっていうのがあるじゃん。
What do you think of Buddhist ideas of reality, like what reality is? Like Buddhism kind of talks aboutfinding peace through understanding things, you know, understanding
right, right.
reality.
Right.
And they, I mean, it varies. People, Buddhists, like, all say contradicting things all the time, I feel like. But,
Well, I think everyone in any religion, なんかみんなそうじゃない?
Well, there's official things that are from, like, the Pope or whatever.You know, whereas there isn't really official, like people interpret things from Buddhism in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there wasn't even history of, there was no written anything on Buddha until like 500 years after he was dead.
Mm.
And then it was, you know, there's like different stories, like a lot of the stories are different. So from the very beginning, there's no concrete,
right.
You know.
ね、特にその日本だと歴史の授業とかでもやるけどさ、なんか宗派とか、この宗派はあの農民、お金がない農民をアトラクトするためにこういうルールをちょっと弱くするとかさ、なんかいろいろそういう、まあ、政治的なことも絡んでるわけじゃんとか、今もお葬式場でさ、すごいお金取るお坊さんとかもいるしさ、すごいいいお坊さんもいれば、そういうビジネスお坊さんもいるし、キャバクラ行くお坊さんもいるし、だからそれぞれなんだけど、私の中ではなんかなんていうの、俯瞰するみたいな、なんかその個人っていうものとかちっちゃいことに執着しないで、もっとユニバース視点で俯瞰して落ち着こうみたいな、とりあえず落ち着きましょうみたいな、わかる、なんか Do you know what I mean?
うん、
なんかそれがすごい助かる。
There's a large focus on suffering. What is suffering?
Mm.
Where does suffering come from? What causes suffering?
Mm.
And so it's like trying to find out how to be happy.
Mm.
You know, the ultimate state is nirvana, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which it's like, how did Buddha...get to that place, like what
right.
were his methods, like how did he deal with himself, you know, how did he deal with that suffering? Then it's all about like not having attachments, realizing that everything is transitory,
yeah,
realizing that because things are transitory, because things are always changing, mm. that if you have an attachment to something, that something will change and then it'll cause that unhappinessRight.
right.
I mean, that's the basic.
なんか心の乱れ、あの、まあ執着心とかそういう心の乱れとか、あの、まあだからそれこそ 痩せたいのに食べちゃうみたいな、痩せたい自分と食べちゃう自分の対立みたいな、スプリットパーソナリティまでいかないけど、とかそういう心の乱れをいかに抑えてピースフルに暮らしていくかっていう、だから結局自分との戦いじゃないけど、自分と向き合って自分をなんていうの変えるんじゃないけど、こう自分の意識をこうもなんていうのより高めることによって自分の人生をより良いものにするというかさ。
I feel like Buddhism could, if anything, might sort of reset or erase your personality. It seems like Buddhism might be the closest thing to doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
I feel like if someone really goes full Buddhism, like their personality is going to be like erased. Because so much of what the personality comes from your ego, and now you're just checking your ego in all these different ways. And it's like the it's like I don't know, there's all these individual characteristics that make up who you are. But it's not a balanced thing. You know, this isn't, it's completely unbalanced. But when you balance it, then it's like the hexagon in Winning Eleven, like the these parts are like two.
そう、でもなんかそこまで行ける人がなかなかいないから、多分それを別に心配しなくてもいいってことなのかなと思って、個人的には。確かにみんながそこに行けちゃったらさ、なんていうの、無害な人ばっかりっていうかさ、何、確かにすごい平和ではあるけど、面白いかって言ったら別に面白くないじゃん。
I feel like you need some crazy people to make some crazy shit. You know what I mean?
でも、
like you need...
そう、でも多分仏教が例えばすごい広まって、世界中仏教が多くなったとしても、別にクレイジーピーポーはまあちょっとテイムになるかもしれないけど、別にみんなが悟りになれるわけじゃないというかさ、そこまで無害の人にはならない。
I like Buddhism, but I don't want everyone to like shave their heads and become a monk, and then there's like no,
yeah, that's not gonna happen anyway.
But I feel like it does happen to people, and it happens the most at the beginning. You're saying like you don't think people can get that farBut just accepting it at all is going to change someone who has no intimacy with those ideas to someone who has just the introductory level.
Right.
That's going to be a huge difference right away, I feel like.
私も個人的にそうだもん。なんかだからすごい、なんていうの、それを追求して、あ、こういう人にならなくちゃいけないと思って、なんていうの、そういう無害というかさ、まあ人を傷つけないね、なんか悪いこと言わないとか、自分にも優しく心の乱れをしないようにとか思ってると、確かに、なんていうの、シャープさがなくなっちゃうっていうか、エッジが取れちゃって、
right.
なんかそう、そう、私若干だからそっちに行きかかって、だから私すごい思ったもん、あ、このままこれ突き進んでいったらポッドキャストできなくなるわと思った。
You're gonna become like a plant or something.
なんか、あ、いいね、あ、でもいいじゃん、いいじゃんみたいな、なんか、あ、でもね、これも確かに良くないけど、まあそうだねみたいな、なんていうの、
yeah,
すごく平和な人になる。
I feel like like Buddhism will find you some higher level of
inner peace. そうそうそう。
But I don't know if it really contributes to peace outside of that, because it establishes.A sort of indifference or acceptance for what's going on. It's like, I can't change this. Like, these people are going to do what they're going to do. Like, this is kind of the natural way that things are going to proceed.
いや、さすがにでもだって戦争とかはさ、良くないじゃん。のは良くないじゃん。殺傷とかはダメですって言ってるからさ。なんていうの、別に何でもアクセプトしろって言ってるわけではないから、それは。
But Buddhism is so much about, like, yourself.And you, so it's not it's not overly concerned with
the
enlightenment of other people.
Yeah, because もともとだってさ、ネットとかがない時代のものじゃ、まあ哲学じゃん、もはや。だからさ、そもそもインディビジュアルレベルでヴィレッジとかに住んでる場合は、 だから要は人のことに口を突っ込んで人を変えようとするよりかも、自分をなんていうの、まあ寛容な人にする、自分が寛容になる方が早いし可能だから、そうしましょうねということじゃん。なんか Get on the high horse じゃないけどさ、
yeah.
だからこうグローバルに、確かにだからアイシスがとかなってくると、まあ全然まだ違うよね。
Right? Like、うん、the、not having attachments means not being invested, and sometimes that means not caring, and sometimes not caring is a good way to have peace、
うん、
but I don't know、I think it's great for individuals, but it can alsoinstill a sense of indifference.
そう、私仏教はなんかその人のいる今人生におけるステージによってはすごい助かると思う。だから誰にでもっていうよりかも、だからまずその自分をどうにかしなくちゃいけない、なんか苦しいことがあったりとか人生つらかったりとかして、自分をまず落ち着けたいというか、自分のコアを取り戻したいみたいな時はいいと思う。でもこうアクティビストとかさ、戦争を止めようとかしてる時は別に必要ではない、そんなにね個人的に必要とはしないのかなって思うけど、
I mean there are a lot of really active Buddhists. There are even Buddhists who have attacked villages.
Right.
There are Buddhists who
そうだからさ、
have lit themselves on fire.
だからやっぱそのさ、クリスチャンとかブディスとかそういう言葉自体があんまり良くないよねと思わない？なんかあまりにも一括りにしすぎ、だからその日本人とかアメリカ人とかもまさにそういうことだから何とも言えないけど、その、
yeah.
とか何レズビアンズとか、なんか本当キリスト教徒と言ってもさ、ピンからキリまでじゃん。
WellI think it just, you just have to be more specific when you feel like you need to be more specific. But I don't really know all the different. I know there's like three main types of Buddhism, but I don't really know much more than that.
Yeah, you have to watch that show. It's pretty funny. Like, なんかお坊さんって言っても普通の人、まあ普通の人というかさ、なんていうの、そんなすごい手が届かない、なんか話しかけちゃいけないみたいな存在じゃないじゃん、もともと。だからその人たちの話とか、なんか普通 日頃の暮らしぶりみたいな。
What do you think of the Dalai Lama?
I actually don't know much about him. I know more about like Mother Teresa とか。Because I went to Christian school all my life. They didn't really talk about Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama.
Yeah. Why? What about him?
I don't know. I don't really like the idea of, you know, someone alive that is some reincarnation of, you know, all that,
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah. So, だからやっぱ宗教っていうよりか、まあ、哲学っていうふうに捉えたい。なんかそうじゃないともったいない。
Next.France has decided to ban models that they seem to be excessive, that they deem to be, that they have deemed to be excessively thin. The ban will subject the models as well as their fashion houses and agents to possible fines and potentially jail. The measure is part of a government campaign against anorexia. Lawmakers have also made it illegal, requirement to indicate when the body of a supermodel has been altered with Photoshop.Models will have to present a medical certificate stating a body mass index of at least 18 before being hired for a modeling job. Experts estimate that as many as 40,000 people in France suffer from anorexia, most of them being teenagers.
フランスは拒食症対策のため、痩せすぎのモデルを禁止すると発表しました。違反すると、モデル本人はもちろん、ブランドや事務所にも罰金や服役が適用されます。さらに写真においてフォトショップで体が加工されている場合はその旨を明示することを義務付けます。モデルは契約の前に診断書を提出し BMI 指数が少なくとも18はあることを証明する必要があります。専門家によるとフランス国内に4万人の拒食症患者がいるとされていて、そのほとんどが10代だということです。
So this follows a ban of the same thing that they had in Israel in 2013.
Okay.
The penalties can be as high as prison for 6 months and a $10 million fine, or 10 million yen, 10 million yen fine.
Okay.
And a BMI of 18 would be 55 kilograms for 175 centimeters.
Huh.
Is an example.
Okay.
Of what a BMI of 18 would be.
Right. 175 cm, 55 kilo.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to what to think.
Well, there are skinny people that are below 18 BMI that I would not consider to be anorexic. I think I've even talked about this on this podcast before, but they had a show where they had male models like come out onto the stage, and it showed their height and their weight. Yeah. Mm. For sure, a lot of those guys were below 18 BMI.
まあ骨格とかにもよるしね、筋肉の感じとかね。まあだからこれだけじゃあれだけど、まあでもフォトショップを明示するっていうのはすごいいいことだと思う。
Yeah.
もうさっさとみんなやった方がいいよね、やっぱり。
Yeah, I agree with that.
私もそうだし、若い子とか特にね、なんかこんなに芸能人は完璧な見た目なのに私はみたいな感じになってさ、ね、そのイリュージョンイリュージョンに騙されて無駄に悲しくなっちゃうから。
Yeah, why can't we just have people on magazines?
ね、別に気にしないんだけど、気にしないっていうかさ、その40代50代の女優さんとかがさ、シワあったりなんかお腹がちょっとたるんでたり出産してとか、別にさ、そうに決まってるじゃん。いや、シワあるでしょそりゃみたいな、
yeah.
それがなんでさ、ないことがスタンダードみたいな、あっちゃダメみたいなさ。
Well, it's like
めんどくさいよね。
I think there are a lot of people that they can use as models without any Photoshop. But there are also other people that are big for their careers or their personality or whatever, and those people don't have bodies that are at the level of people who just model. And so so they feel like they have to Photoshop those people.
Yeah.
Right? In order to reach that sort of a standard. But I think at this stage people just see magazine covers, they're like, oh yeah, that's Photoshop. Like, they dismiss it anyways.
そうそう。
So if there was a major magazine came out and was like, we are never going to Photoshop any of the pictures we have in here anymore, I think people would find that to be more attractive.
ね、なんかタイラ・バンクスとかもね、もう自分の写真はフォトショップしないでくださいっていう風に言って、仕事してるような人もいるし、だってなんか失礼だよね。キーラ・ナイトリーとかもね、いつもこう自分のおっぱいを大きくされてる、勝手に映画の広告とかで、で自分では別にこの胸でハッピーなのに、勝手にそんないじられて写真で、っていうのは本人にも確かに失礼だし、意味がわからないよねそれ。Yeah.
Yeah. It's not even the person that wants it.
そう、そうなの。そうなの。なんか誰が喜んでんのかっていう話だよね。
And it's so obvious when things are photoshopped now.
Yeah.
Like, we know what it looks like. So, at first, we didn't really know what it looked like. But now we know what Photoshop looks like. Because we see real pictures all the time.
Yeah.
On social media or on the internet or whatever. And then we see real pictures of that person too, and then we see the Photoshop pictures.
そうだから、Victoria's Secret とかすごいなと思う。 Victoria's Secret ってすごいフォトショップすることで有名で、いつも叩かれてるけど、あれってファッションショーやるじゃん。だから、あの子たちがその、まあ、アドレナリマとか、そのショーの24時間前だから48時間前からもう水も抜いて、全部もうカラッカラの状態、体食べないし、 なんか水も飲まないし、でも絞りに絞ってやっとショーに出るわけじゃん。で普段の写真はまあフォトショップしてもらうっていうかさ、それなんかその女の子たちに与えるプレッシャーも半端ないし、ね、いつもフォトショップされてるのにさ、生で見られちゃうわけだから、なんかそれ本当誰が得してんのかって思っちゃうよね。もう辛いじゃん。
I mean, there's no way that they can maintain that appearance for more than
a day. そう、それがリアリティじゃん。でもやっぱりね、若い女の子とかそれ見たらさ、やっぱりモデルは違うわみたいな、いつもこうなんだって思っちゃうもんね。それに比べて私はみたいなさ。It's so stupid. よく考えると。
Yeah, the whole thing is just really stupid.
ね、バカみたいだよね。なんかちょっとぐらい脂肪ついてたりとかみんなするじゃんね。いつからこんなになったんだ。
So this anorexia thing. I actually don't think that they should ban these models. I think that's ridiculous. I don't think that it's like the government shouldn't be regulating how much people weigh at a job. Like that's weird.
Yeah. なんか本人というよりも事務所に規制をかけるっていうので良かったのかなって私は個人的に思う。
Well, first of all, BMI doesn't make sense.
そうね。
So, right there, this law is already stupid.
Yeah.
Because BMI just doesn't make any sense.、
うん、
but even if they were going off of body fat or whatever, like those are all things that have more to do with your appearance than your health.
Yeah.
So how about let's not have any models that are anorexic? How about that? How about, you know, they're required to have these medical checks for the BMI. How about instead of checking the BMI, we check if this person's anorexic or not?
Right.
And not have anorexic people.
But is there a way to test it?Isn't it kind of based on your?
But you can be fat and anorexic too, I guess, right?、
Mm.
You can be fat and not be eating.
Yeah, eating disorder ってことでしょ? If you have an eating disorder, and it's kind of
the other problem is this makes it look like you have to be pencil thin in order to have anorexia, which isn't true.
Right.いや、まあでもなんか多分これが始まったあれはだから元々本当にそういうペンソル線のモデルがいっぱい出てきちゃったからでしょ。もう見た目からしてよくいるじゃん、ランウェイのモデルでも見た目からしてもうどう考えても不健康、痩せすぎてというとか、まあ実際死んじゃった人もいるしさ、何人か。
But what about an overweight girl? Like, are you going to tell an overweight girl, like, you can't model because you're fat?
No, I think it's like, モデルになるためにってことでしょ。だから、モデルになるために痩せすぎちゃう子がいるから、それを止めなくちゃいけないということでしょ。
Well, I don't really think it's people that are trying to become models that they're worried about as much as...just people that have anorexia, like teenagers, the 40,000 teenagers that they are referencing. Just people like kids, like young adults generally are being influenced by these images and they become thin-spired to lose...
Right. And that's because, like, そのスタンダードがもうすごい細い。なんか年々細くなっていってたわけじゃん。90年代とかわかんないけど。でも本当にすっごい病的に細いのがもう普通とされてしまうと、なんていうの。いや、ちょっとした痩せ型の人ももうデブみたいなさ、なんていうの。指標がちょっとずれちゃっておかしくなっちゃうよね。Yeah.
Well, I don't think they should. I don't think the government should be banning people from working based on their weight. But I do think that there should be a lot more criticism of this practice, and there should be more involvement of,
like,
I don't know what groups, but.
なんかそもそもさモデルっていう職業が面白いよね。
Yeah.
You know, like, なんかモデルっていう言葉がもう定着してるからあれだけどさ、I'm a model ってさなんかよく考えると不思議じゃない？Mm. You're a model, like.
It means like you you pretend to be other things. It's like.
Yeah.
It's like I don't know. It is a weird job.
でしょ？なんか。
It's weird.
ちょうどこの間ちょっと考えてたんだよね、モデルという職業について。
Mm.
不思議だよね。不思議な仕事だよ
ね。What do you want to say about it, though? You're just.
いや、分かんない。I don't want to offend anyone or anything. It's just like
just say what you're thinking.
It's an interesting.
Clearly, you're not cool. Like you don't have a lot of respect for models.
No, it's just like, なんかそのモデルっていう職業がすごく持ち上げられるわけじゃん、憧れの。
Mm.
だから女の子はそこを目指すわけじゃん。ああなりたい。
But you don't think it's something that people should aspire to.
そう。そうズバリ。なんかその例えば女性の宇宙飛行士とかさ、そういうなんかこう、頭がいいとか努力した結果それをなんか勝ち得た人。
Mm.
あの生まれつきのものを。まあ、まあ頭脳とかはね確かに生まれつきもちょっとあるのかもしれないけどよりもやっぱりモデルの方が人気はあるわけじゃん一般的に、うん、なんか お手本というかでライフスタイルとかもさなんかヴィーガンですとかなんかさあるじゃんオーガニック製品すべてとかさ and they're rich you know、
うん、
so like それってそれそんななんか目指すなんかみんなでそんな目指すとこなのかなと思う。
There are a lot of models too.
超いるじゃん、そう。いるし、なんか確かにね、すごいトップの座に上り詰めてる人はもちろんすごく努力したり頑張ったのだなと思うんだけど、なんかその他大勢はさ、なんていうの、別に生まれつきじゃんとか言ってめっちゃ怒られそうだけど、
well,
モデルの子に。
There's a lot of stuff that goes into.Maintaining nice skin and,
okay, I just think
putting
that,
cucumbers on your eyes and
yeah, I just think it's overrated.
And working out, being healthy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, ね、本当 Victoria's Secret のモデルなんてすごいじゃん。なんかもう超ワークアウトして、ね、1日3、4時間とか毎日やってとかでやっとあの体型になってるわけだから、その努力は本当にすごいと思うし、私は絶対できないしと思うんだけど、その一方でだからそんなに憧れ。何子供とかがそんなになんかすごいみたいにすることかと思うけどね。
Yeah,
it's all about looks, じゃんだって。
Well, it's I would yeah, mostly it is.
でしょ。
But
でなんか東京にもいっぱいいるじゃんモデルその辺に
も。
Yeah. ねなんかあの。いろんな種類がいるけどさ、日本人のモデルと。
But you know, there's a demand for models. We want products with pretty people on them. We don't want products with ugly people on them. I don't want to buy your shampoo if
yeah,
there's an
the...
ugly person on your shampoo.
I'm not
saying that
not...
that's a you're right. That's an unreasonable position for consumers to have. But it is the one that consumers.
And my
have.
Point is that attractiveness is not definitive. Like ugly and pretty.That's not definitive either. Like, この人は誰かにとっては美人だけど誰かにとっては別に大したことないとかさ、この人は誰かにとってはイケメンだけど誰かにとっては全然生理的に受け付けないとかなわけで、絶対的に可愛い人、絶対的にブスな人とかっていうのはいないって私は思うんだけど。
Yeah, but they want the person that the most people will think,
or a lot of people,
the
or
most,
more people,
the most people that they can.
Right, right, right.
Will accept this person as being as, you know, if they're selling refrigerators, then you really want that like motherly look. You know, she has
kind of a
natural look.
Yeah.
But if you're selling, something else like jewelry, then you maybe want, you know, a little bit more of a flamboyant or princessy look. I don't know. It's all marketing that drives all this stuff.
Right? It's all marketing, and it's based on humans' shallow way of looking at things.
Yeah, marketing
so
is...
being part of it...
Marketing just shows us how gross and predictable humans are.
そうでしょう。だからそれの歯車の一部としてなんていうの、それを職業にしてるっていうことがそんなになんていうの、持ち上げられることなのかっていう。私の日常的な疑問。
But that's, you know, that's a really strong thing, especially in Japan, where in advertising, to have usually a pretty girl on the thing. I mean, it can be anything. They can be selling you breath mints or cold medication or a car. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If it comes with a beautiful girl, then it does better in Japan.
So,
I think that has been fading in the West. Mm. This idea that you just put a pretty girl next to it and now you can sell it. Like,
yeah.
That's faded in the West. I think it's going away. But it's really strong in Japan still.
Mm. そうで特にそういう商品と結びついてる場合なんていうのはさ、結局自分の見た目が使われてお金儲けになってるわけじゃん、に使われてるわけじゃん、mm. それね、なんか I don't know. It's just weird.
But you want the car that's like being driven by the white guy with Shinagawa number. Right? That's the car you want.
そうね、日本の CM だとそうね。
You want a white guy driving and you want Shinagawa number.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
You don't want some car that's driven by some chimpira and has like Hamamatsu number. Like, you don't want that car.
そうね。例がよくないよね。でも。Yeah, そうだね。
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's just...Yeah, strange.
So supposedly 600 people die every year from anorexia.
Okay.
Which isn't actually that many, if you think about it. It's like almost nobody.
まあね、だから数字で見るとね。
Yeah. It's almost nobody.
But the thing is, like, だから
like you can get really, really, really skinny and not die. It's pretty crazy.
だから死ぬ人は世界的に見てそんなに数はすごいいるってわけじゃないけど、その過程というか この病気と暮らしていくことがものすごく苦しいから問題ということでしょ。治すのも難しいし。So, and the internet doesn't really help either.Like with Instagram and Pinterest and everything, like all the people are so pretty, like incredibly beautiful people
on the internet.
Yeah, it looks like they're conquering the world, and you're the only like normal looking person on this planet, you know?
Yeah,
っていう気がしてくるよ、確かに。
But everyone's like, everyone's.20% hotter on the internet. Like if you see that person, you see that person in real life, take 20% off.
Yeah. So, でもやっぱりそれを忘れちゃうよね、見てると。まあフォローショップされてることも忘れちゃうし、まあそういう一般人もなんか美しい人ばっかりだから。
It's also anorexia is 9 times more common in females than in males. But
body image issue.
I have to wonder how often males are actually diagnosed with anorexia. It doesn't seem like, because when guys get skinny, not a whole lot really happens.
Like, period とか?
Well, a guy gets skinny, it's like.You start seeing like more definition and like sinews,
yeah.
And the cheekbones are more prominent. But I don't feel like it's that noticeable. Like the bones are big enough, and you're wearing like
early
more
stage
covering clothes. I don't know. Like if a woman is anorexic, I feel like that image is much more shocking than a skinny dude. Because
maybe
because like. the breasts are gone and you see like rib cage and I don't know. There's less muscle to camouflage it. Do you know what I mean? Like if I drop to like 2% body fat right now, I probably wouldn't look that weird. Right? Because I'm not going to be like that bony.
So, yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Have you seen, you've seen anorexic people?
Yeah, yeah, at school.
At school?
Yeah, I たよ学校ね。やっぱ女子校って結構、まあ結構とか言ったら、
like, how serious?
It's pretty serious. Like, you can definitely tell just by glancing at her.
There's someone with anorexia that lives around here.
Okay.
And I see her sometimes.
At the gym?
Not at the gym, at the supermarket.
Oh, okay. My friend said that there was a... my roommate is going to the gym and there was like an anorexic person...
Working out
and she passed out on the treadmill while running. And like the gym people were like freaking out and stuff and telling her that she shouldn't be working out that much.
That's
it. It's dangerous. Yeah. Because, I mean, they are eating junk. That's the thing.
The anorexic person that I see around here sometimes, just so skinny. Like she's at the extreme where I don't know how much longer she's going to be alive. Where it's like you look at her and it's really, you can just see bones, like her leg bone is it's just like a bone.
Yeah.
And there's nothing on the bone.
Yeah.
There's nothing on the bone. I don't know, like the fact that someone can have body image issues to the point where they're at that stage, it's really crazy. Like if you think about it. Like that's a kind of craziness.
Yeah, I mean, I think なんかこのポッドキャストでも何回か言ってるけど、私もさなんかこう吐いたりとかしちゃってた時期がちょっとあったけど、なんか私はだからそこまでいかなかったのは意志が弱いからなんだよね、逆に。だからアノレクシックになっちゃう、拒食症になっちゃう人って多分意志がもうすごい強い、もう痩せたい、痩せるぞって思ってたりとか、もう自分が全然ダメだと思ったらもう意志が強すぎるから多分やり通しちゃうんだよね、きっと。だと思う。だから多分真面目ですごい、そう、強い、意志が強い子なの。でもやっぱね、
people stop eating here. People, like when they go on a diet, it's like, all right, I'm not gonna eat.
あ、そう、絶食ね。
Like I'm just gonna stop eating for a while.
Yeah.
And they'll tweet that like I had a strawberry today.
Yeah, yeah. そう、でもバディイメージイシューね、なんか結構誰でもすぐ落ちると思うよね。なんか私もそうだったもん。なんか別に普通に痩せてるのに、なんかもっと痩せてる人とかもっとフィットな人の写真ばっかり見て、ああもう全然ブヨブヨだみたいに思ってる自分だけが。で周りの人にいくら、え、痩せてるじゃんとか言われても、なんかそんなのはなんていうの。ただ言ってくれてるだけなんていうの。
Well, it's like
と思っちゃうんだよね。
It's like, you know, that program I was talking about with the skinny guys coming out. Like there's stuff like this in the media constantly reminding you like you're fat and you're
そう。
You don't look like you should.
そうなの。だからメディアだよね。結局だからその媒体っていう意味じゃなくても要はまあ広告だったりそういうインスタグラムとかその世の他の人々。とかを見ることによってやっぱりなんか普通が何なのか分かんなくなっちゃうし、自分の目指すところがさあまりにもすごいとこ目指しちゃうなんか本当に、だからそれこそモデル、毎日なんか体型のことだけを考えてお金をすごいもらってるモデルと自分を比べたらそれは無理に決まってるじゃん。だから そうするとなんかいつまでも自分はダメだダメだと思っちゃうんだよね。
うん。
でも今でもたまにあるよ。私もなんか体重 1,2 キロとか増えたらなんかあもう超デブだって思ってんの。でもなんか写真とかで自分の姿見たら別に普通じゃん。全然デブじゃないんだけど。
I don't notice until like I've gained a lot of weight. And I notice when I see a picture.
あ、逆にね。
Yeah.
だからそれ普段あんまり考えてないんじゃない？そこまなんか心配してないんじゃない？そこまで。
I don't really think about. I think your weight is a terrible way to try to judge progress or your general health. Because my weight.Within 1 week, my weight will change by like 5 or 6 kilos easily.
My guys want it.
I'll go from like 74 kilos last week, and I'm like 80 kilos this week, and then I'm like, yeah. It's just all over the place.
Yeah.
I don't know why it changes so much. But...
女の子もね、なんか生理前とかさ、生理中とかで体重変わったりするじゃん。なんか水をリテインしやすいからちょっと体重が増えちゃったりとか。Mm.別にそれって太ったわけじゃないじゃん。It's just water weight.
Yeah.
でもやっぱなんか when you're obsessed with your weight, you freak out. Like, you don't really think about these hormonal changes, and you're just like, you only look at the number, and you're like, ha,、oh, 超やばいみたいな。
So. Yeah. The problem is having your weight as your reference, rather than having your diet as your reference.Like you should do what you need to do to have this diet that you've decided on. But if you just have the weight as the thing that you're as your metric, then you can completely butcher your diet.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, I'm going to eat nothing, or my weight's down right now, so I'm going to eat everything.
You're like, そうね。
you know, you're.
変になるよね。
You should focus on your diet itself rather than the number on the scale because that's kind of BS anyways.
Yeah. そうね。だからこういうフォトショップ禁止っていうか、あの、明示しなきゃいけないみたいなのを助かるよね。
Yeah. And eventually we can maybe just stop doing that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, just in general.
Ne, why can't we just drop it now? We should just drop it right
just
now.
Just drop it.
もういいじゃん。
次。According to a new study by the University of Colorado Boulder and the University of Milan, DNA-like molecular fragments may have self-organized into repeating chemical chains, which became the basis of primitive life. While we have evidence of bacterial evolution some 3.8 billion years ago, there is little discernible evidence of what may have preceded them. The new research shows that DNA fragments can spontaneously self-assembleinto ordered liquid crystal phases. This allows the connection of short DNA chains into longer ones, the whole process taking place without any biological involvement. Study co-author Noel Clark stated the following regarding the study. The new findings show that in the presence of appropriate chemical conditions, the spontaneous self-assembly of small DNA fragments into stacks of short duplexes greatly favors their binding into longer polymers,thereby providing a pre-RNA route to the RNA world.
コロラドボルダー大学とミラノ大学が生命が誕生したきっかけに関して DNA のような分子のかけらが自ら化学連鎖を引き起こし原始生命の基礎となった可能性があると発表しました。38億年前にバクテリアが進化した痕跡は認められていますが、その前がどうなっていたかに関してはほとんど証拠が見つかっていません。今回の研究ではDNA のかけらが自発的に集合し液晶層となることが判明し、つまり短い DNA の鎖が長くなるプロセスにおいて生物学的な干渉が特に必要ないことを示唆しています。研究チームのノエル・クラーク氏は以下のように述べています。適切な環境が整っていれば小さな DNA のかけらは自発的に集合し長い DNA の鎖になることが可能です。
いや、
だから見た目的にはどこからともなく生命が現れるみたいなことが可能っていうことだよね。
They believe that the beginnings of life it may have arisen from this natural phenomenon of DNA fragments assembling themselves just in this liquid crystal form, I guess. So, like, they have a natural propensity to do this. They have a natural inclination to do this. The way that we see, like crystals aren't alive, right?
Right.
But we see them grow in that same structure.
Ah, okay.
They're not alive. But they tend to form these predictable structures, right? So liquid crystals are a form of matter that has properties between those of conventional liquids and those of a solid crystal. So the liquid crystal flows like a liquid, but the molecules are oriented like a crystal.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense?
I don't really get it, but I get the, I get their...
So the question has been for a long time, like, where does life come from? And so you have God on one end who just creates life.
Right.
And that's a very simple explanation.
Right.
Because he's God and he can just do it. But without, how do you get life from non-life is the question. No life exists. But life arose fairly quickly on Earth. So what happened? Right?
Right. なんかさ、やっぱり何がライフで何がライフじゃないか、なんかその線引きみたいな、それがやっぱり問題になるよね、これも。
Well, we have a definition for life. The closest thing that is not life to being life is probably viruses.
Yeah, so like その definition of life もさ、なんていうの、難しくない？その reproduce できるかできないかとかさ、って言うけど、なんか reproduce できない生き物もいるじゃん。Do you know what I mean? Like, if I'm barren, then I can't reproduce, but I'm still alive.
Well, they would refer to a, like, you're human and humans can reproduce. So.
Right.
But it's, I don't think and it's then, just reproduction that means that something is life.
So, what's the other definition?
Do you want me to check?
Check what?
The definition of life.
Of life.
the condition that distinguishes animals and plants from inorganic matter, including the capacity for growth, reproduction, functional activity, and continual change preceding death. Well, that's a very circular definition, but it's like the thing that makes life not life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but being animated, being living.
Okay.
I don't know. Why? Why?
Because, I don't know, なんか最近それ注目してるから、その、テーマ。
So what have you, what have you found?
No, it's just like, なんかその分子レベルで同じことみたいな、その生物も無生物も。で、もう分子はみんなで分け合ってるものじゃん。
大丈夫？
いや、花粉症だよね、多分。わかんないけど。そう、そのテーマ最近気になってるから。でもこれはさ、これは、has it, is it proven now?
Well, yeah, basically. I mean, they found out in the 1980s that RNA was capable of altering itself chemically without any sort of organic involvement. And so they found a similar or more or less the same thing to be true for DNA or DNA fragments, at least. And so the implication is that life would be a natural phenomenon that arises out of these components.
When they say DNA, なんか何でもいいの？人間でもいいの？何の DNA でもいいの？
Well, yeah, DNA is just DNA. It's not made of different stuff just because it's a different creature.
So you take out my DNA, and then they do what they did for this paper. My DNA.
Well, they're talking about the self-organization or self-assembly of small DNA fragments. Into polymers. The DNA is made out of... So here's an interesting study that was done recently by NASA Ames. There's a molecule called pyrimidine. And pyrimidine, which is found in meteorites, they found that if they shone UV light on pyrimidine, that it produced cytosine, thymine, and uracil, which are the three types of nucleobases for DNA. So like the stuff
in DNA,
they were able to create by shining UV light on a molecule from a meteorite.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
もうだから材料ってことでしょ?
Like the DNA okay, so the implications of all of this is that life may just appear naturally
out of nowhere
if you have the right molecules.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it suggests.
Yeah.
And that you don't need life to make life, but rather life can appear out of this self-assembling fragments which can produce DNA.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it's not completely in stone at this point. But one of the main questions that people have been wondering is, what is the origin of life?
Right.
So this may be a puzzle piece to that question.
でもすごい大進歩だよね。All right.
So that means that aliens would be everywhere, right?
Could be, you mean?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah.
Or probably are.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise it would be boring.
Because if life has to make life every time, then you're faced with the paradoxical question of where did life come from in the beginning.
Chicken and egg no.
But if you stop making that distinction between life and non-life and realize that non-life can assemble itself into the early constituents of life, then it makes sense. You don't have that paradox anymore.
It's gone.
Right? So that seems to make the most sense to me.
その無生物の延長線に生物があるっていうことだもんね、そしたら。
It's a kind of stuff. Like life is just another type of stuff is, I think, the best way to look at it. Because right now we think life, non-life, life lives among non-life, but really it's all just stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff is under the influence of this weird biological phenomenon, but it's still stuff.
Yeah.
Like you can cut your arm off and now your arm is a thing. It's not a person.
Yeah, yeah. Right? やっぱり consistent じゃない?その生物と無生物の間にそんなに隔たりがないかもしれない、もう同じようなもんじゃんっていうのと、この研究もつながってるよね、結局。That's cool.
It's kind of connected to like the Buddhism stuff we were talking about earlier, almost. I was thinking about the difference between plants and people, or plants and animals recently. Because vegetarians always talk about like, well, you know, the idea is you can eat plants, and it's like if you have that moral conflict about killing an animal,
right, right.
But you can just eat plants, but you kill plants too. Like plants die.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about the difference between plants and animals.
Yeah.
And one thing that's really interesting from the perspective of a plant is that they don't really think about space. Because we think about, what? I mean, so plants don't think.
What?
to get that out of the way. But if plants, so if you think about what plants are concerned about, they're only really concerned about time, not about space. Like animals are really concerned about space, like where we are, where we're going. We're moving from here to here to there. Like we think about space a lot, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
But
a plant doesn't move anywhere the whole time. So,
but I kind of disagree because I have vines.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I see them like going everywhere, and they're clearly looking for more light. Like they want to get closer to my window, and they're all facing towards the window. They want to grow towards the window, you know. So they are moving. Like they are concerned. In my opinion, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, normally you don't have windows and stuff. But I mean, just plants generally.
Like, when the seed is, like, drops into, like, a shady area or something, then it comes out and then it keeps moving.
Yeah.
Right? Towards the sun.
Yeah.
To me, that's them being concerned about. Where
well,
they
it,
are.
It grows in one direction or another, but the roots stay in the same location.
But isn't it the same as us? Like, I love Hawaii, I love Barcelona, but I have my roots here. I'm not gonna just like leave everything and move just because it's better for my health.
I guess you could make that argument, yeah.
So, in that sense, we're the same then.
No,
so vegetarians have nothing to eat, if I'm right. But
well, I mean, I don't know. I don't really remember what my original point was. I was just thinking about how, like, for most plants, you know, you start where you start and die in the exact same place. Like that's how plants generally live, and plants don't. They're not concerned about like the spatial dimension at all. It's a very interesting difference, but that is the only real difference between animals and plants. Like most animals and plants, animals just move around and plants don't. And because we can't relate to that. Like we don't relate to a plant. You know what I mean? You don't like a plant doesn't get injured and then you're like, oh, like you feel bad for it. Like, do you know what I'm saying? There's nothing that disqualifies plant from being life or less worthy of living than an animal.
Okay, yeah. So now, let's people cry over dead plants.
Yeah.
If you compare it with animals and humans, but I don't know. Like I have plants, and you know, なんか結構さちゃんと世話しないとって思ってくるとそんなに違わないのかなと思う私は。
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Oh, your point was just that it's hard for us to relate to them just because they don't really move around.
I'm just thinking, like, objectively, what is really the difference between a plant and an animal? The difference that matters to us. The difference between a plant and an animal, the difference that matters to us, is that plants don't have anything that we can relate to because they have no motility. If plants could walk around, I don't think that we would be so nonchalant about killing them.
Yeah.
Because plants pretend that they're not alive.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm not. それからなんか expression とか、なんかその expressions to show emotions and pain and stuff.
Yeah.
それが見えないから、なんか。
Do you know what
you
I mean?
Don't feel guilty.
Yeah, like all the differences are nothing is really like that's what it is. That's where we draw the line.
Yeah.
That's why plants don't matter, but animals we matter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no clear place to draw that line. Mm. And I think the reason for that is because there is no place to draw the line. You can't draw the line on a gradient, really. Because you can find things that are kind of at all the in-between stages.
あと変な話、なんか人間に関して言うと大きさも関係あるよね。なんか例えば、すっごい大きい虫は殺すの抵抗あっても、蚊とかだったらみんな結構いけるじゃん。
うん。
とか、なんか plants もすっごい大きい木とかだったら、いきなり切ったらかわいそうみたいにみんななるじゃん。なんか何十年もの桜の木とか、でもその辺の雑草とか別にみんなブチブチ抜くじゃん。なんか大きさにもよらない。
Yeah, little plants, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
If a plant is small, like no one cares.
でしょ？そう、大きさもやっぱ。
Even though it's one plant.
だからそういうね、人間の指標、なんか自分で決めたさ、決めたっていうか、instincts なのかわかんないけど、もあるから。そういうのを超えて考えないとなかなかわかんない、ね。
Is there anything that's human-sized that we can kill without any sort of serious moral consideration?
いや、human-sized じゃなくても、もうだって犬猫ウサギサイズでも、なんか if you're facing them, then 無理じゃん。
But mouse is okay.
OK じゃないでしょ。
Mostly okay, right?
If you're facing it, then みんなできないでしょ、さすがに。
No, a lot of people have like pet snakes and stuff and they feed it.
ああ、そういうこと？
A mouse.
あ、それはまた別の話じゃない？なんか食べ物としてなら牛とかさ、自分も食べ、自分よりでかいけど平気で食べてるから。Yeah, if it's for feeding, I think it's okay. Or you can overcome it at least.
You know, I used to be really against hunting.
Yeah.
But I'm not against hunting at all at this point.
Why?
Because I feel like hunting is natural. Like, that's normal. Like,
yeah.
I feel like hunting is, if you're going to eat it,
yeah.
Hunting is better than...just going to a supermarket
yeah, yeah.
and buying steak.
私なんか I'm in the middle because なんか知り合いの人でハンティングする人がいるのね、日本で。すごい仲いいわけじゃないから、そんな話も聞いてるわけじゃないんだけど、まあ写真とかで見るじゃん。でなんか確かにその例えばスーパーに行ったら、まあ抗生物質が注射されてる肉とかさ、その変な肥料を食べて育ってるとか、なんか分かんないじゃん、何が入ってるか。という意味では、
well, they're,
その
raised, they're fed grains and things that are not part of what their natural diet
yeah, so, なんかそういう意味ではあの本当 の, あのちゃんとしたお肉にアクセスする権利っていうのは、まあ、確かに誰でもあるわけだから、そういうスーパーのお肉とかを買いたくないっていう人はもう絶対にそれ以外のお肉はダメですっていう権利は確かに誰にもないと思うけど、こんなにやっぱりconsumerism というか、こんなに肉が余ったりとか、いっぱい殺して余って捨てるみたいな中で、あえてその野生の自由に暮らしてる他の動物を殺す意味は、だから個人としてはいいけど、人類としての責任って考えた時には微妙だなと思って、だから私は間なんか決められない。だから食べるためのハンティングっていう意味でしょ、マイケルも。
Yeah.
そのなんかあの白人がさアフリカに行ってライオン殺してるとかそういう話じゃないでしょ。
Not that at all.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm in between. It's hard to say. But I personally, like, I would never be able to do it. Because I'd be scared.
But I feel like you're sheltering yourself from the reality of a cycle that you're already participating in.
Yeah, and we all know that, right? Like, someone is killing the cows for me, you know?
But this is like something that you have to find out as you grow up almost.
Yeah.
Like you're raised eating meat, and then it's like first you find out that Santa Claus isn't real, and then you find out that all that food you've been eating this whole time, like there's some factory that's like shooting cows in the head.
Yeah.
Firing a bolt into like cows' brains. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I hundreds think, of cows every day.
Yeah, and I think we all kind of get this feeling like, I didn't ask for this. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I've been eating it. I've been part of it now.
But you've been eating factory-farmed things since before you knew you were eating factory-farmed things.
So it's like, what am I supposed to think? Like, in a sense, I'm guilty because I've been buying those things. I've been supporting the system. But then I didn't know, like, chickens とかさ、すごいひどい扱いされてるじゃん。それとかもさ、like, I didn't, like, I want them to kill them in, you know, the most painless way as possible, if that's even possible.
Then it's you start, like, sometimes I wonder, like, does it really matter?
Yeah, you know I think we all. Yeah, I think we all have these like ups and downs. Like each day, it's
different. Does it really matter how the chickens are killed? Does it really matter?
Well, it does to them.
It doesn't hurt, but does it really matter? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
like I feel like this is the human moral umbrella that we're trying to fit more and more things under. And not everything is going to fit under the umbrella.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. だから多分なんか結局は自分はっていうことしか言えないよね。だから自分は、like if I had a choice, yeah, of course I would choose the painless way.
But your choice, the validity,
but it doesn't matter.
The validity of your choice depends on the truth of the situation.
Right.
Does it matter? But we don't really have a way to know.
Well, I mean, it's like, if you hear stories, if for example, like, if you see how foie gras is made, you know, then you feel like, oh my God, you know, this is terrible. Like, we
sure,
should stop.
Sure, you feel like that. But there's this strange feeling that the reaction that I'm having to some video like this is sort of an illusion that I'm projecting my human empathy onto this non-human bird thing.
I think it's because in the end it's about your ego, right? だからなんか、あ、このグースかわいそうって言っても結局は何？自分のエクスペリエンスでしかわからないわけだから自分を投影してかわいそうと思ってるわけじゃん。っていうことでしょ？ Or like you just can't, you don't want to live with yourself being okay with it とかさ。You know what I mean?
でも自分のエゴの問題だったらどっちでもいいじゃん。Treating it like shit or treating it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It means it doesn't matter. I don't know. We will continue to investigate and try to get to the bottom of that. It's a weird issue.
It is. なんかそう、私もすごいそれ考え、でも毎日変わるの、自分の考えが。
Yeah, sometimes I feel like, oh, let's not hurt anything, and sometimes I feel like, fuck that duck. You know what I mean?
It's, 私はそこまでいかないけど、でもわかる。レンジがあるのはわかる。なんか本当に、yeah, you're right. Like, sometimes I feel like, yeah, we should stop. We should stop everything. Like, you know, this is terrible. Humans are so
shitty. Depends
so
if I'm hungry, too. If I'm hungry, I'm just like, kill them all.
Let's
flip some burgers.Get it going.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
Alright. 終わり。引き続き、あれね、文字起こしのアプリ、Android と iPhone どっちもありますので、ぜひ使ってみてください。で、あれだよね、値段が上げられちゃったよね、ちょっと。
Yes, we are in the middle of serious 円安。
そう。
And so,
それ、うちらが上げたんじゃないっていうことを今ここで言っておきたいよね。
アップルが勝手にやるよね。
やるよね。あれだよね。だって99セントだっけ、ミニマムが。 とか1ドルとかなんだよね、うん、だからそれの為替が変わっちゃうと日本円はそれに合わせて、ね、値段がつり上がっちゃうっていう仕組みなんだけど
Yeah, Android is still With Android you can set the price at whatever you want
But
Apple is fixed Like 100 yen or I mean $1 or You know like it's fixed
at
different levels So I don't know I don't see it's weird if we have the Apple one cost more than Android
Right.
So I think we should probably change the Android to match Apple.
Hmm. 今ここで話すのこれ。
But it's weird. It's weird. I don't. Honestly, like I think. I don't know. I wish Apple would just let us do what we want to do.
ね、本当だよね。
Also, I was reading some of the iTunes reviews. ちょっと久しぶりに。
Okay.
So.Just want to say thank you for everyone that has written reviews.
For the app, you mean?
No, on iTunes.
Ah, okay, okay, okay.
アプリも。For the
show. Ah, okay, okay, okay.
アプリも。Thank
you. あ、そういうこと。あ、okay, okay.
Both.
そう、あと私のコラム読んでくれてコメントくれた皆さんもありがとうございます。すごいなんか優しいよね、やっぱりみんな。本当に。
Yeah.
毎回優しいよね。すごい嬉しかった。
Well, your situation was かわいそう、so...
Yeah, but like there are so many other people like who've been through like 超もっとすごい手術とかなんか even those people are like really, you know, なんかわかるよみたいな so that was really nice. Okay.
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.